The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Okay. Morning.
Good morning, Rabotai! Ah! How do you guys know that today's the day? Yesterday was silent. Lili Nishmas Imi Meros Yerusmas Mordechai. Today's shiur is sponsored by Yossi Minzer. Lidishmas his brother Ben Tzion Chaim Ben Yisrael Eliyo. Shalom should have an Aliyah by Akiva Ziegler. Lidishmas Meshver Yeshua Mordechai Ben Yisrael Yitzchok. Olav Shalom on his third yard side. Akiva is a big, big part of our shiur in New York. Now, Tisha B'Av. So we like to learn every single day, and therefore we're going to have a shiur tomorrow, Friday, and there's going to be shiur here in the Beis Medrash on Shabbos Tisha B'Av. Before Mincha, yes, I asked my local rabbi, it's a beautiful thing to do, to learn Torah on Shabbos. Motzei Tisha B'Av, I don't know what time Mincha is. Motzei Tisha B'Av, I have to look at the schedule, but I need some time to eat also. It's not like a regular Motzei Shabbos where we go right away into Shir. So. And I eat once a year on Motzei Tisha B'Av. There's also going to be two shiurim on Motzei Tisha B'Av. The shiur from Shabbos as a repeat, but that comes after the Motzei Tisha B'Av shiur. Rabbi Yisai, I just want to mention, it's a good opportunity to have this in mind. Tisha B'Av this year and Shabbos is the perfect time for the Yitzhar to jump in and knock you off the Daf Yomi bandwagon. It's hard to learn. And you don't have the regular kviyas, and you might be learning on your own. It's kedai to open up a Gemara on Shabbos, look over the sugya yourself, and if you can, go to the shiur afterwards. But try to learn. Don't fall off. Don't fall for that temptation. And if you do miss, two daf, even two daf, just jump on the bandwagon right after Tisha B'Av as if nothing happened. Write it down that you missed the two Tisha B'Av dafim. It's not worth missing out on an entire mesechta because you missed two daf. Shruli Berman, hi, I've been loving your shiur for some time. I'm asking if everyone can please have my baby who is having a 2-hour EEG to determine his brain activity and brain abnormality. He's already had several surgeries and still needs a few more. His name is David Mordechai Ben Bela Rivka. Should have a refuah shlema. I just saw Avi Gargir leave, so this will be for a different time. Listen to this one. Hello, Rabbi Stefanski. I came across the daf shiur from the Meaningful People podcast. I have this opportunity that I took upon myself to spread your amazing shiur, which I look forward to every day. I came from an ultra-Orthodox home in Muncie, which wasn't the greatest, had me leave the derech. I ended up having some major triumphs, where my daughter got caught up in the system and was facing 40 to life in prison. An amazing miracle happened where she was provided opportunity to treatment instead of 40 to life. This is where your shiurim come into play. I live in the state of California, San Bernardino. How do you pronounce it? Something like that. Bernardino. The jail system just launched a new program for inmates to have iPad for the day. I live from paycheck to paycheck. I took it upon myself to pay for 25 Jewish inmates the monthly fee of $5 to have internet to enjoy your shiurim on YouTube like myself and thousands of others. I received letters of thank you since they really enjoy your shiurim to make their time easier. Thank you, SW California. Another sponsor? Here, bring it up here. Refuah Shleima, Yitzchok Chaim Ben Eltoin Ora. Learn should be a schus, Refuah Shleima for Yitzchok Chaim. Oh! And the Parnas HaChodesh, which I forgot, I don't have it with me. Oh, do I? Maybe I do have it here. Hold on. Somewhere in there. From Ami Valensky. This is a guy that I once mentioned, or a few times. I used to go on these mentor mission trips with Or Sameach. Travel from America to Chicago, from Chicago to Eretz Yisrael with students that weren't religious and trying to make them from. So here's a picture of me on that trip with Ami Valensky, a non-religious Russian at the time. Join for Masechta Sukkah, hoping to make my third team on it with you. Best, Ami Vilinsky. This is him. It's from kids in Chedarim. Unbelievable. This guy right over here. That's me. And from Tomer Levy. I must convey a karsa tov for the relentless efforts and illustrations you put into this shir. It's no chiddush as a Sephardi to have more geschmack than a Litvak and no less than a chassid. That's luck you've achieved. It's no chiddush as a Sephardi to have more geschmack than a Litvak and no less than a chassid. That's luck you've achieved is that your shir has... Chassidim hold themselves as the greatest geschmacksters in the world. No less, no less.
N-O,
no less. They're just as geschmack as the most geschmackster Chassidim there are in the world. That's lucky you've achieved is that your share has already been banned by the authorities in this country. He's in Turkey. Oh, it's the subject that throws you off. Ichshika Gruz from Turkey. From his Sephardi. Yeah. Okay, Baruch Hashem, from the insane traffic in the capital, one is able to do Chazar in the Daf at least 3 times, not to mention the 8 minute, as if your charts aren't enough distraction of the road, now we have to contend with Gary testing his joystick and Yosef improving his editing skills. Can't wait to be back in MDY. Here he is, in Turkey. And if you look closely at the odometer, it says 8 minute Daf over here on the thing, and here's Turkey, here he is with the Daf. Givalde. Ooh. So that's that. This is that. And before we start chair, here's a great chaval. This is like a sroigim after sukkis. What? I did not. So give it to me. So if you have it. Here's a good joke. I thought it was a good one for yesterday's daf. Thanks for amazing chair. You're absolutely the best. Someone asked Rav Shmuel Rizovsky's at Salam Purim. This is Purim joke. How can we say that on Shabbos sukkis we can carry in Paris Merubah because of a migui? He said that if there's more opening than close, how can you do it as a migui? We have a klal, migu lahoyti layamrinam. This is Purim Torah. So Rishmo responded without missing a beat. We sing in Kari by Noilam on Friday night. Va'apik yisamich migoy galusa. So you can take out your nation from out of a migui. Migui, you take him out, migoy galusa. So you see that Shabbos, we do say migu lahoyti, I love MDY. He calls it my daf yoimi, MDY. Avram Moshe from Kiryat Sefer, together with Avram Zorov, they should have a whole chabur in Kiryat Sefer. Here we go. We are holding today's daf ches. We're holding daf zayin omid beis, the Parnas Achoidesh by Michael Bemela. I think that's how you pronounce it. Sometimes I say Bemelech, Bemelech. It means the same thing. In memory of his mother Dvar Fega and father-in-law Menachem Mendel ben Elchanan. And in the schos to make it to Uman, Rosh Hashanah this year. Amen! Avi, amen! Just for that, it was worth for Bemela to sponsor. Okay. So yesterday we finished off Acherim, the 8 shitas of the Tanoim that say that a sukkah has to be a dir askeva, a permanent house. And what do Acherim say? Sukkah asuy kishoyvach. If you make a sukkah, a round sukkah, as such, psula lefisha engla zaviyos. If it's around sukkah, beautiful picture, it is possible. Chams Rabbi Yochanan. This is where we're holding today. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. This is probably one of the most famous daf, and maybe in Shas, people look at it and they see all these lines and this easy stuff. Really, this is one of the shortest, easiest daf in Masechta Sukkah. We're gonna have to figure out a way to do it in 45 minutes. Not gonna be easy. Not going to happen, probably. Sukkah ha'asuya kekivshon. If you built a sukkah in the round, im yesh be'kefa kedei leishev bo esrim ba'arbo b'nei adam, kshera. If 24 people can sit around the sukkah like this, 24, each person takes up one amma, gavra ba'amsa yosef. So if you have a circumference of 24, that means that I could fit a sukkah in here. What kind of sukkah are we talking about? Says the Gemara, Vimla psula keman kerebi, the Omar called sukkah she'imba arba amos. Arba amos psula. We're not talking about square footage. We're talking about the ability to fit in a square sukkah, a 4 amma by 4 amma sukkah into a circle. In order to do so, you need a circumference of 24 amma. We're going to see if that really holds. Michti gavra ba'amsi yosef. A human being takes up one falama. Kol sheyesh be'kev yishleish tefachim, yesh bo roichav tefach. So now, we have rule number one in math. Now, as Tosis points out, and all the Rishonim point out, the Gemara knows that this is not accurate in terms of math. We know pi. If you want to know what the circumference of a circle is, you figure out the diameter, and you do pi. But the Gemara has a simpler way to do it for the teach. You can't go, you can't do 1.1347, whatever. You can't do that. You can't tell people to start making crazy calculations. So you give them a very, very simple calculation. There's nothing simpler than 1 times 3. If the diameter is 1 tefach, then the circumference is 3. The simplest thing in the world. Memela. Ask the Gemara, almost seems like a klutz kasha, but we got to go through the steps. If so, betracer sagi, what are we looking for? We're looking for a 4x4 amma sukkah. So 4 ammas, 4. Take a diameter of 4 times 3. You just told me that if the diameter is 1, you time it by 3. So over here, the diameter is 4 times 3 equals 12. So 12 amma circumference should be enough. Where did you come up with 24? Okay, it doesn't even start the question, right? Because we have to fit a box in there, not a line. That's what the Gemara is going to say. We're just going through the steps here. Now, what's beautiful is everybody in this room, including the six-year-olds, has more schooling in math than I do. So I'm probably the only one here, and my Hasidish friends in Bar Pag, me and Yossi Klein, are really going to enjoy this Gemara. It goes through the math in a really, really simple way. Today, you just take out your calculator. How do you fit a box that's 4x4 into the circle? Boom, 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 bam. But if you go to Panovich, you need this. You need to go through these steps here. It says Gemara Hanemili Bigula. Avo Biribua Bayitfe. Okay. We're talking about a square, trying to get a square that's 4x4 into the circle. You need more. Now let's figure out how much more. Michti, right? The whole Gemara is based on a question, answer, question, answer. Now, not every time is the question like a bomb question. Wow, you heard this unbelievable question, I don't know what to do with it. And then there's a great teretz. It's a style of talking. We're trying to get to a point here. Michti kama meruba yoisar le'igul. How much is a square greater than a circle? Rivia. So Rashi says something very interesting. Tosis argues with him right away. But Rashi says, if, let's just take a circle, the diameter is 1 tefach. If you take a string and go around the diameter, that's 1 tefach. How long is that string? 3 tefachim. Circumference is 3 tefachim. If you have a box that's 1 by 1 by 1 by 1, and you take a string and go all the way around the box, how long is that string? 4. That means that a square is greater than a circle by 25%. A circle is only 3, and a square is 4. So he says, well, but that doesn't account for the square feet or inches or area inside that box. Yes, the outside is 25, but not, it doesn't tell us the inside surface. Yeah? That's what Tosis asks. Revi'a, b'shisasag, says Gemara, animili, b'igol, denofik, migoy, ribua. Your kasha is great. Oh, hold on. Let's not miss any pictures here. So this is picture number one, which we said already. If the diameter is 4 amas, he did it nicely. He put two things here to fool you, to show it's almost like a box. So if it's 4 amas, then the circumference is 12. Why do I need 24 human beings, which is 24 amma? Says the Gemara, that's great. Be eagled enough and me go ribua. If the circle is inside the square, then the square is 25% larger than the circle, like Rashi explained, or that idea, that if you take a string and go like this, it's 3. You take a string and go like that, it's 4. So it's 25% larger. Avo ribua de nofek migoi gula by its fate, says the Gemara. But we're talking about fitting a box in a circle, not a circle in a box. We're trying to fit a 4x4 sukkah inside a sukkah, inside a circle. Here's the circle, and this is our sukkah. So you need more. How much? So now the Gemara says a very, very simple thing. Because you have all this area of the corners that it has to contain. The circle has to go around the entire square, including all four corners, and therefore it takes up a lot more space. So how much? Michti, kol amso biribua, amso utre chumsha balach soina. Very good, says the Gemara. A very simple thing. You take the diagonal from corner to corner. How much is that? That is 1.4, says the Gemara. 1.4. If this is one tefach, then the diagonal is 1.4 tefachim. Again, Taisovir says, it's not accurate. And we don't need to be accurate. It's 1.4, 1, whatever. They knew the exact number, actually. The Rishonim say the exact number. It's not a problem. They figured, but you can't tell a Talmud 1.4143. It doesn't work. You can't see what? Yeah, 1.14, exactly. Fine, 1.4. Round it out. 1.414. Thank you. Correcting me on my math. Says the Gemara. So what do we have here? So now it's great. Because a diagonal is actually the diameter of a circle. It's the same exact thing. If you stick a square in a circle, so from corner to corner, the diagonal is also the diameter. It goes from here to here in the circle. So we came up, one tefach equals 1.4. Times the diameter. So if it's 1.4, if the diameter is 1.4, times 3 is 5.6. Yeah? Is everybody holding? Don't lose me here, because this is the easy part. No, it's not. Kidding. Again, the diagonal from corner to corner is 1.4 of the outside of the square. So if we're just talking about one tefach, or one amma, it's 1.4 ammas the diagonal. So, if we have a square that's 4x4, so we have to do 4 times the diagonal. 4 times 1.4, which equals 5.6. Now that you have to times by 3. Why? Because that's the diameter. That's from here to here, the diameter. And we said that whatever the diameter is, the circumference is 3 times that amount. So time 5.6 times 3 equals 16.8. Yeah, you did the mechadrim by you. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 0.8 is 16.8. That's the number we have. That's the whole sum. That's it. We're done. Says Gemara, Michti kol amso biribua amso trechum shebalach soina. Every time you have a square, the diagonal from corner to corner is going to be 1.4. B'shivsar l'chechum shesagi, 17 minus a fifth. In other words, 16.8 sagi. So all you need is 16.8 human beings to sit around in a circle, and you can fit a 4x4 sukkah inside. Why in the world does the Gemara say you need 24 human beings? Says the Gemara, Laidak. That's the Gemara's question in a second. They weren't so careful. They added. They smeared it. Instead of saying 16.8, they said 24. Now, there was once a Rebbe who said that Balak is Rosh Tevis ve'ahavta l'recha kamecha. V'ahavta l'recha kamecha. So ask the genius chassid sitting there, he says, V'ahavta l'recha kamecha. V'ahavta l'recha kamecha is spelled very differently. It's spelled like this. Vav, V'ilhafta l'reacha kamaycha. What's the vase in the kuf? Says the Rebbe, light duck. If you're going to be such a nitpicker with your friend, you're not going to be zaycha to v'ilhafta l'reacha kamaycha. You have to smear it a little bit. So two over here, same thing. And nothing else to say today, by the way. I made a bracha before, but I'm going to say actually.
You said that joke to him?
That was press meets
bar. Yeah. I got very upset at him for making a joke on a pasuk.
Yeah.
The next hour and a half, gave him story after story of Musha making a joke on a pasuk. That story.
Rav Yitzchak Shiner heard this story. He's very upset that somebody made a joke about a pasuk. It wasn't a joke. I thought it was a Maizu Shaya.
It's a joke? No, but it was wrong.
It's a joke? Well, it's a real Rebbe said it.
Yeah, real Rebbe said it. You know, like, but
he said that's a joke. Oh, okay.
For the next hour and a half, he said he just like story after story, joke. You don't make jokes from something.
Okay. So here's another question before we go weiter. As Tosfos says, the Gemara is not being accurate. It's a little more than 1.4. But 1.4 is to be easy, to make it easy on us. So, when there's a halacha that you need a square, for instance, your tefillin have to be square, halacha Moshe Messina has to be square. How do you tell if it's square? You check the diagonal. So, on both sides. So, question. Does the diagonal have to be exactly like we know it scientifically? A real diagonal with the exact fractions of an inch? Or, the Gemara says, that loy duck, so to speak. Or maybe not. Maybe, in terms of learning in a yeshiva, when you teach, you tell me that you teach them a very easy way. You have to, loy. When it comes to halacha, checking your tefillin, you have to be very accurate. No, what do you say? So Moshe Feinstein says, no, you don't have to be medayik. You go based on the Gemara. 1.4, if it adds up the angles, that's enough for tefillin. Says the Gemara.
Kol halashon.
Ara, emur damin loydok porto. You want to go, instead of 16.8, which we came out to, you want to go to 17, you want to 18, you want to round it off, you want nice numbers, chai. Okay, great. Tuva mi'aminan. Mi'aminan loydok. You're going to go to 24 instead of 16.8? That's exaggerated. Omalei mark shisha b'rei d'rav chizdil rav ashi. Your assumption that we're counting the people that are sitting in around in a circle, how are we counting them? You drew a line around them, this blue line, and you said it's 24 amma. You're wrong. It's 24 people, but you draw the line inside them, not outside of them, within them, the green line. And memelawa, the tremendous thing happens here. Instead of the diameter being 8 ammas, because if you have 24 amas in circumference, divided by 3 is 8. You have to take what? How wide is this 24 person circle? It's 8, because 3 times 8 is 24. So if you have 24 people, it's 8. If you take off 2 people from each side, 1 on each side, now you just shrunk your circumference to 6. 8 minus 2, 6. 6 times 3 is 18. Oh, now we're very close. It's 18 amas. What? I did? Oh, I skipped. I'm so excited. We're getting to this Gishmak. Let's see. What? I don't know that I skipped, but okay. Let's see it inside. Misaris Gavrib Amsi Yosef. Yeah, he's right. Plusso Gavrib Etarte Amsi Yosef. I'm just trying to stall for time, doing later Gemara earlier, and then we're going to go back, do it again for a second time. What happened is, your whole assumption is wrong. You thought that a person takes up 1 amma. It's not true. 2 people, 3 people, what is it? 3 people take up 2. So in Melo, we have to take off a third. Take off a third of 24. Take off 8 amma. Kamahavilu shitzar. If we're going to take off a third of your calculation, the Gemara never said how many amma it is. It just said, take 24 people, put them in a circle. You thought it's 24 amma. I'm telling you, you're wrong. 3 people could sit in 2 amma. Mimela, 24 people could sit in 16 amma. So all you need is 16 amma. How much did we say the sukkah has to be? 16.8. You see the problem here? Now we made a kula. We said all you need is 16 amma, where in fact you need 16.8. The Gemara will never do that. We can't chop off some of the sukkah and say, you know what, I'll shmir it downwards. I shmir it upwards. I always give you more sukkah. You have to build a larger sukkah, not a smaller sukkah. We need 16.8. Loi dog. Yeah, you need 16.8, but I only gave you 16. I wish I had a clock here so I could see what's going on. Is there a problem with this screen? No. Wow. All right, we're doing great. Maybe someone has a mic. You want to get up here and say some mic is off? No. Oh, that's a great idea. Let's go. I'm waiting. It's not a bad idea. They'll say, not only is the Magichim Meshuggah, the whole shir is Meshuggah. Come on, Avalon Shitzah, that's just the Chichum Shavir and Loi Dog. Ask the Gemara, Eim, Dami Loi Dog, L'chumra. I could say that instead of 16.8, give me a Sukkah that's 17, give me a Sukkah that's 18. But to say, instead of a Sukkah that's 16.8, to give me a Sukkah that's 16, be makel, make a smaller Sukkah than Halacha requires, that doesn't make any sense. L'kula mi'amin, Loi Dog. No, let's go back to the original. It's 24 people means 24 amas. Oh, now I get to say this all over again. We were talking about the circumference around the 24 people. I'm telling you, no, let's use the circumference inside the people. The inner circle, the green. Tamahavalu, Tamisre, 18. Why 18? Because you take off one person from this side, one person from this side, so you're left with 6 amma versus 8 amma. Again, what's the cheshvin gishmak? If you have 24 people, we know the circumference is 8. Why? Because if the circumference is 8, times 3 equals 24. So if you have 24, that means the circumference is 8. Now we're going to take off 2 amma from the 8, because we have to take off 2 people, one from each side. So now the circumference is 6. 6 times 3 equals 19. Panovich. 18. 18. But we said that all you need is a sukkah that's 16.8. Loi dog. 16.8 is enough. Hainu de loi dog. Ulechumer loi dog. We made you make a bigger sukkah, an 18 sukkah instead of a 16.8. Okay. Now. When I was a bacher in yeshiva, I was 11 years old in a yeshiva called Rehovot, the Yeshiva Tana. It was one of my many, I went from Tifrach to Rehovot to Panovich, finally, when I was 13. So I learned the Sefer Sukkah when I was 11. And I remember very clearly, my Rebbe said over this place, this is Yeshiva Tana, high school. Don't ask me why I was in that Yeshiva Tana, talk to my father. We have issues. But the Rebbe said over this Tysus with the circles and the triangle and the this. I thought it was great, and I always wanted to try it out, and I tried it out. It kind of failed, but I want to show you my little, because we have plenty of time here. Bebet, I tried. It's not so gishmak, but let me show you my different attempts here. First, I bought licorice, like this, and I tried to make it larger. It was a disaster. The biggest disaster was that I popped one in my mouth in the middle. I'm not kidding. I had such a time of day, and I just ate it. That was one problem. Then I went with this guy, and this didn't work. So finally I decided, I reduced myself to the kindergarten, and I went with clay, with Play-Doh. I made this. So Tyson says like this. Imagine you have one tefach. This is about a tefach. Great, it works out. You take a string, and you start from the center, and you just go around and around and around and around and around until you're done. Tefach. Then you take a knife and you cut it to the center. Now, from the edge to the center is a half a tefach, because the whole thing is a tefach. And then you spread it open. You open it up. Actually, the pictures and places are much better, but it's cool with Play-Doh. So you get something like this. Trust me, I wasted a good hour on this. I opened it up. It almost came out okay. It's a little bit of a failure. From here to here is 3 tefachim. Because if the diameter is 1 tefach, so from side to side is 3, and you have a little triangle. You take the triangle, and you cut it in half. There's still a half a tefach tall. And you put this piece on top of this piece, and it looks something like this. And then what? Then you take, Then you take this piece, and you cut it into three. What are you going to be left with? Three slices, because this is a half a tefach wide. You're going to be left with, and that triangle over there was three tefachim long. So half of three is one and a half. So if you cut this into three slices, you're going to be left with three slices of a half a tefach by a half a tefach. I'll explain to you in a second. This is three tefachim wide by a half a tefach tall. You cut it in half, so you have one and a half tefach, which is this right over here. This is one and a half tefach by a half a tefach. You can make three pieces that are half a tefach by half a tefach out of this square. But guess what, says Tysus? If I started off with a tefach by a tefach square, not a tefach circle, I would have four pieces that are a half a tefach by a half a tefach. And that's how I could prove, if you go to Panovich, you don't have a calculator, that a square is 25% larger than a circle. Wow. They know math. They're fine. My father never went to any school. I have more education than him. I went to fifth grade in Beis Yitzchok in Skiver and Bar Park, and he didn't even go to that. He's very good at math. I was the same Tais as in Ivory Pesachim, but I learned this in Sukkah, and I really wanted, I didn't have to play, whatever, okay. Where are we holding? Oh, Baruch Hashem, we're holding 10 minutes from the base. Givaldik. Rabbanan de Kisari, it's not so givaldik, it's the easiest omen in Shas. Rabbanan de Kisari, Rabbanan de Yonah, de Kisari, Amri, Igula de Lofim Goyribor River. So, they say, no, you need 24 people. And you need them on the outside like we discussed, the original. Says the Gemara, returning to Daf Chesam Beis, sponsored by the MDY Tail and Groove for all those who need Shidduchim Refuahs and Yeshuas, including this baby that we have to say Tehillim for. Please join Tehillim.amindav.com. Ribua the Nofeg Migoyi Gula Palgo. So he goes back. If the square is inside a circle, oh, did I skip something?
No.
Yeah, I did. Igula the Nofeg Migoyi Ribua River. That we said before, that if the circle is inside a square, it's 25% more. Fine. But here they come with a bomb. Ribua denofik migoi gula. If the square is inside the circle, palgo, you have to add a half. So, if the perimeter of the 4x4 square is 16, you have to add 50% of the 16, which is how much? 8. 8 plus 16 is how much? 24. So it's givaldic. It works great. The only problem is it doesn't work in reality. It's a little bit of a mathematic mistake. So Tysus addresses this. He says it's impossible that they made such a mistake. How can you say that a square is 50%? We just did the math before. It doesn't even come close. There's not a lay duck. So Tysus says, right. But how did Rabbanu Kisari, geniuses that speak 70 languages, not them, but you're talking about the Vilna Gaon, who lived only 300-400 years ago, wrote a Sefer Ayel Meshulash in the bathroom, on trigonometry or whatever it was, crazy stuff. You think they didn't know math? Fine. So he says that what they meant is that the inner square is 50% less than the outer square. That's what they were talking about. And someone along the way misunderstood what they said. And he attributed it to a circle and a square, a square and a circle, but what they really meant to say is that just the square, the one square, if you make a square and put a circle around that square, and then take a square and put it around that circle, then the inner square is going to be 50% smaller than the outer square. If you have circles, yeah, because that's where the mistake came from. It said that there's a square within a circle and a square outside of the circle, and they confused it and they said, that's how they explained. Fine. Omer Rebbelevi Mishum Rebbeir, that's it. We're done. We're done with that whole sugya. Omer Rebbelevi Mishum Rebeir. Shtei sukkah shel yoytzim zilifnim zu. You have a double sukkah. A double room. You even have it today. I went with my family a number of times. Not on Chol HaMoed because it's aser, but sometimes whatever. You go to these pottery places. You know these pottery places? You go, you make your own dish, whatever, and then you get to paint it. You come back 6 months later. You forget about it, the whole thing. So you sit in the front. They have a nice table. They give you the stuff. You paint. In the back is where they have all the garbage, all the shmatas, the oven, the whole thing. This guy lives in the back. That's where he lives. That's where he has all the stuff. He shows his goods in the front. People come to his store and they buy his stuff from the front. Says the Gemara, there's a big difference between the inner one and the outer one. The inner one, hapnimis, ain't a sukkah. You can't make a sukkah out of it. Why? Now we said the other day that according to Beis Hillel, you don't have to have the shema for a sukkah. Sukkah's a sukkah, even a year old, right? In the Mishnah. But you have to show, it has to be nicker that you're sitting in a sukkah. You have to leave your house and go into a sukkah. Yes, it was built a year ago. But you have to show? You can't just sleep in your bed that you sleep in every single day and say, oh, I'm yoitz mitzvah sukkah. You have to make a heker. I mean, you're talking about that this is kosher schach, right? Rain comes in, the whole thing, that's how the guy lived, Nebuk. So, apnim is in a sukkah, the chayevish. That's Mendy Auerbach making himself a coffee middle shir. He must be very tired. Shtei sukkahs, Leon, talk to your buddy. Leon, every day, where are you? I'm going to sit down. You made a coffee meal this, you're going to get it. Shtei sukkahs, yaitzim, zudafrim yizu apnis, and a sukkah v'chayev mezuzah. V'chitzayna sukkah. I can't believe it. I'm going to be rushing for the last lines here in this amud. Okay. But the outer one is the sukkah, and it's part of the mezuzah. So the inner one is chayv mezuzah. It's a real house. That's where the guy lives. Has to have a mezuzah. It's not a sukkah. V'amai, ask the Gemara to have a chitzayna, kebeishar hapnimis, v'tis chayv mezuzah. Funny. Over here, Rashi doesn't say portico. He says porka, like a different word over there. I don't know why. Beishar, we had this the other day, in the beginning of the Sefer, the Daf Gimel. Beishar, entryway to the house. So let it be an entryway to the back room, and should be chayv mezuzah. If the back room is chayv mezuzah, okay, it's not a house, at least it's an entryway. It's a beishar. Give it a mezuzah for a beishar. Says the Gemara, mishum de loy kavia. What's not kavia? Don't make the mistake. Mishum de loy kavia. The back one is not kavua. They're both not kavua. In other words, since it's a portable kind of house, you don't have a beishar for something portable. Rabbanon, this is the famous sukkah. Ganvach. A sukkah is ganvach. Everybody in Yeshiva remembers this. What does it stand for? Gimel Nun Beis Chav. Sukkahs Goyim. They make these little bungalows. A little hut for the summer. Sukkahs Nashim. They do their weaving in some sort of hut. Sukkahs Behema. The animals need shade. Sukkahs Kusim. Sukkah Mikol Makom. Kusi. So, as we're going to see, the Gemara holds that these kusim, there's a big machlokes in Shas, is a kusi, do they become a ger because the lions are going to eat them? Are they a ger arise, or they were sincere in the beginning, and just later on, they went off? So, the kusim make their little thing. You're allowed to use it for a sukkah Mikol Makom, shera. Any kind, the Gemara is going to say in a second what it comes to say, sukkah Mikol Makom. Ubevach, tehei misuchachas kilchasa. You have to have schach lahalacha. My kilchasa. So Rashi points out, what do you mean? Of course it has to have schach. What do you think you could put, because it's a sukkah of a woman, so you could put posel schach on it, and you're going to be yaitza? What, you thought that you could put schach, that's not tzilosim rubim chamasa? It doesn't provide enough shade. What was your havamina? Oh. Amar Rav Chisda, v'usha sol itzel. By the way, if you have my Gemara, the brown Gemara with Nikudas, yes, I have Nikudas in mind, big boo-boo over here. He did v'usha sol itzel sukkah. Period. No. V'usha sol itzel. Sukkah Mikol Makom has to be mine. Right? It reminds me of, it could be some woman that wasn't learning the sugya, did the Nikudas here. Like, they say in art school, I don't know if it's a true story, the word in Chulin, it said Hakeva. Hey Kuv Veiz Hey. And they went to print and they saw that somebody put in a apostrophe there because they thought it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time it says Hey Kuv Veiz Hey, instead of intestines, they put out, that's what they say, they lost a lot of money. I have to ask the guy in Archibald if it's true. Now they have a relationship there. You, that's the chiddush. If the woman makes the sukkah because she wants to provide shefer or something, it's a great sukkah. But let's say she did it for decor, for some other reason, whatever it is, not to be cool, not cool for shade. I mean, like, cool, like she's, then it's not good. Sukkah mikol makom lasui mai. What does it mean in all these sukkahs? Lasui, sukkahs rekbash. Here, another Rosh Hashanah, which are less of a reason to think that it's kosher. The Dara Rabban on sukkahs rekbash. What does it stand for? Reish kuf, beishin. Sukkahs rayim. A shepherd. These are men. And they're chayiv b'sukkah. These are Jewish men that are chayiv b'sukkah. They have a little hog because they have animals. Sukkahs kayotzim. They're watching the figs. Sukkahs burgonim. They watch the city. All these things are very, very temporary. Less permanent than the women's sukkah. The woman's sukkah, at least, she's there all year round doing her weaving. These guys are moving from place to place all the time. Sukkahs shomrei peiros, another type of watcher. It's also different seasons. He's moving around. Sukkah mikol makom sherin. Over here, it also says sukkah mikol makom is kosher. Ubevad shtei sukkahs kilchasa. Again, what does it mean, my kilchasa? Of course it has to be, you have schaf. Or have chizav yishu salit sel. That when you built it, it was made to provide shade. Sukkah mikol makom latsui mai. And then why in this one does it say sukkah mikol makom latsui sukkahs gambach? This price is talking about Gambach. Gambach is talking about Rakbash. Great. Now, what is the difference? Why is one less than the other? Haitana, the Gambach, Alim le Gambach mishum de kvi. It's better for him to say, it makes more sense for him to say that a sukkah of a guy, of a kusi, of a woman, is permanent. It stays there. Yes, the people that are in it are not chayiv in a sukkah, but the sukkah itself is a perfect structure. And the reason why we added this, the loikivi, the ones, the raya, the shomer peiros, these are sukkahs, these are tents that they're flip-flop, they keep on moving, so it has less of a permanent thing to it, and I would think that it's possible sukkah kamash from what it is. The rakbash, alim le rakbash, the people that made the sukkah, achay besukkah, v'tane, 1 minute before you go, I just want to say a quick halacha, v'tane mikol makom lasui gambach, the lav v'nechiyu v'ninu. And then therefore he said a chiddush, that even a sukkah of a woman, a sukkah of a guy, is also a good sukkah. So now question, can a woman build a sukkah? Here's a shaila. A woman who is potter from tzitzis, she's potter from tzitzis, could she make tzitzis? Shir's not over, by the way. So, could a woman make tzitzis? Most Rishonim hold she could make tzitzis. However, the Maharam, these are Rishonim, say she can't. Maharam says, he brings a pasuk because it says, Vasu b'nei Yisrael, can't favor them, b'nei Yisrael. But the Rabbeinu Tam says a different reason. He says, if a woman is not shaykh in a mitzvah, she cannot make the mitzvah. And therefore, they ask a question from the Gemara, how could a woman build a sukkah for a man? And Achrayim say, what's the connection? When you have to make tzitzis, so she can't do it because she's not part of the mitzvah according to Rabbeinu Tam. But a sukkah, you don't have to make a sukkah. There's no mitzvah to make a sukkah. There's a mitzvah to cut wood. Like I told you before, I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He used to come when I learned in Panovich Yeshiva Tana. There's right behind there's these trees, eucalyptus trees. He used to come every single year, cut the schach himself, and then rest. It was very tiring. He would lie down on the floor. And there's a lot of pictures of him lying on branches. If you ever saw those pictures, that's from 35 years ago. But anyway, have a wonderful, wonderful day. I don't know. I did it. 801. What?
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.